Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
You are now tuned in to the Beyond the Gloves podcast with your host, Cedric Agnew.
Yes, this is the Beyond the Gloves podcast, and I am your host, Cedric Agnew. Currently, this is October 15th, and this is part two of the relationship podcast, or the relationship segment of the podcast. Just want to briefly shed light on the Jelani Day situation. Don't know too much information about the depths of the whole situation surrounding what happened, but just want to reiterate and just remind people to basically check on your people, make sure your people is good, looking out the, you know what I'm saying, taking care of, and make sure they're good mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying. Always check in to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you know where they're at and you know that they're good, so you don't be left at night wondering the things that many parents and many siblings wonder, with making sure that their significant others and their loved ones are okay. But like I said, we're gonna jump back into the relationship segment of the Beyond the Gloves podcast. So with that being said, I am joined again with the lovely women. Let them introduce themselves again, you know what I'm saying, because we had such a great time last time that we couldn't finish all of what we want to talk about. So, you know what I'm saying, we had to bring you guys a part two. So with that being said, let everybody introduce themselves again.
Hey, guys. It's me, Shantae. I'm a little hoarse. This is Chantel, and we're the twins.
What's good, Beyond the Gloves? This is Shaquana or Shaya, whichever one y'all want to call me. What's going on?
And we're back.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
All right. So, what did we leave off at last time?
We were talking about
eating ass and sucking toes.
Satisfying our partner, is where we left off.
We ain't finna jump right into that.
Right.
We gonna get into something I want to talk about. We're basically social media in this area we're living in. Social media, if used wrong, is dangerous when you're dealing with relationships.
Very much so.
You know what I'm saying? So we gonna talk about that and go into depths about social media.
Because you know I don't do social media at all.
Whether however you use, you know what I'm saying? Whether you on Instagram, Snapchat, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I...
No matter how you out there.
I don't really like whenever people say that social media is not real life. Like, for me, it is. The things that I post, and I try not to post anything negative or my personal business, is always something of praise, something positive.
Networking.
Networking. I don't, you know, I share family and friends pages, but so for me, it is real. So whenever people try to say, like, it's not real and what they post is not real, like if somebody unfriend me on social media, but then whenever I see them, they speaking to me. And it's like, it's real to me. And if you unfriended me on social media, keep on walking and, you know, don't say anything to me.
It means you're utilizing it in the right way.
Yes. Why? Right, correct.
Opposed to all this, all these different influences. And I mean, people trying to live up to the hype.
Right, and they want, or they want to keep up the excitement. They want to keep up with the Joneses or put on for people.
Pretty much.
Or some people
take on a whole new personality.
A whole persona.
Not realizing we know your ass in real life.
Yes. And so for some people, it's like living
a whole, fantasy.
A fantasy world. It is for some people.
But they don't acknowledge that, though.
Some of them don't.
Because sometimes you could talk to a person every day, and then you look at their social media, and it's like,
what the hell is this?
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because social media is, like I said, is dangerous when dealing with relationships if you don't handle it accordingly, you know? I mean,
right.
You can get your ass in a lot of trouble, man. You know
and it's
saying?
Also about being respectful. If you're in a relationship,
you
shouldn't be like loving on things that's inappropriate. You have eyes. We have human.
Yes.
We're human. We have needs and desires and attractions. However, if you're in a relationship, you have to be respectful because it's a chance that your significant other may end up seeing it.
Yeah, and don't be sliding in girls' DMs, guys. Yeah. Knowing you got a girl talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking right in the pussy.
hey, don't be out there under that act, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Don't leave a paper trail, basically.
And in a personal issue of mine is if you're talking to someone and they like your stuff, but you see them loving other people's stuff.
Oh, the different reactions.
I mean, I don't know. Me, y'all know the social media.
It's somebody that you're talking to. If it's somebody that you're talking to and they're just liking your pictures, but then you see them loving
other people and commenting.
I mean.
Now, we're talking about if you're in a relationship and your significant other doing that?
Dating.
Okay.
So that means I'm giving somebody a thumbs up.
Or a heart.
A heart.
This is how I look at it. Because, I mean, I've been guilty for liking other chicks' pictures, but. Ain't that what social media for?
No, I didn't say. I said making the difference with reactions.
What, the hard eyes?
Yeah.
The hard eyes. Let's say the thumbs up.
So your girlfriend posts a picture.
Okay.
You like it.
Okay.
Cindy posts a picture and you love it.
Maybe Cindy put a little bit more effort in her picture.
Oh wow. No.
So you disrespectful.
No, I'm not saying that. Hold up.
Okay.
Hold up.
And it goes back to being respectful.
Hold up.
That's not respectful.
Hold up.
You prove it.
Let me finish. What I'm saying is, because I don't want to jam myself up.
Please get it. Yeah, about to clean it up. Clean this up. Mop it up.
What I'm saying is, I like when people take quality pictures. Now, if you just take a picture on a regular Android phone, just, snap, you know what I'm saying? Snap the picture, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway. Then,
but if you took this picture with, goddamn it, a Rebel or you know what I'm saying, a Canon 3000 some shit, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker have excellent megapixels, you know what I'm saying?
So,
you got that.
Wow.
You know now you're pulling out the bells and whistles.
And then
you want the fucking pictures filtered as fuck. That's what you want.
Hey, you show effort.
So the dudes end up getting catfished, pretty much.
Catfish me? It ain't like I'm trying to meet you for real anyway.
I just feel like we said, boundaries and being respectful. If your girl posts something and you feel the need to love other people's, love mine too,
or just like everything, and that for
exactly. it won't even make a difference.
I mean, or just don't the fuck wait. Off social media.
Don't make a difference, and if you choose to make a difference, if you're gonna amp anybody up, amp your girl up.
I mean,
not the other girl.
I mean, if you my girl, I'm gonna love your picture anyway. You know
right?
Saying?
Okay, I like that. Okay, I like and respect
I'm,
that.
I'm gonna do that anyway.
Okay, I like that.
But why can't I love somebody else too though?
I said I'm speaking personally.
Be consistent.
My thing is, I was like, well. My problem is I don't have a problem with you loving her stuff, but keep the same energy and love mine too.
Okay, because I'm not about just because I love another girl's picture. I don't really love that shit.
But you love that shit.
Let me clean this shit up real quick.
Clean that shit up.
Y'all trying to jam motherfucker up, saying that I'm the only guy. They trying to jam me up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I love the picture. I'm not saying I love the person in the picture. I'm just right. I just look at it like, oh, this person took the time out to take a quality picture.
But you got to realize too. I mean, you liking all these other women's pictures.
That's what social media for.
I
again. That's the issue is
Snapchat
not
me that pussy.
The issue.
Huh?
But the issue is not you liking cool. it. It's the same energy
that yeah. you pumping up this whole other woman.
Yeah.
That and that's why I was
saying
that.
You feel pressure, insignificant.
And you're putting all this pressure energy. On your girl and making
yes,
her even more
it's making me feel insignificant. No, like, no, so no. what am I doing wrong?
See, you gotta.
That you are liking mine, but you're loving hers. No, why?
You see.
You're making a difference. So in my mind, I'm trying to figure out what that difference is.
Like, you want me to do that too? Or
pretty
like,
much.
It's
like,
no, because if Cindy's showing her ass.
I like
do
that.
I have to show ass?
And I got clothes
too?
On.
Nah.
So you loving Cindy, so nah. I have to show ass.
No, I know
Cindy. Is what you're saying.
No, I know Cindy. She's
a stripper.
No, she putting up thirst traps.
She's and you stripper. Falling for it.
Nope,
exactly.
Nope. You see me, I ain't ever fall for a thirst trap. I see females on my page post ass shots all day. I be like, damn, that ass look, ooh. But I be like, nope, I'm not going to like it.
Right, okay. Exactly.
It's
that's what I'm
just
saying.
A thirst trap.
You passed the test.
It's a thirst trap.
But. If me and you friends with this person, we have a mutual friend in common.
Okay.
And you know, I can see. Because mm-hmm. you know, whenever you friends with somebody
yeah.
on Facebook,
uh-huh.
you can see one
what
person
like.
Name.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to have their reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so-and-so love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, true. Why he only liking mine?
And then.
Oh, babe, I got deleted it. I got deleted in block.
Hey, fellas, just want to let you know. If you leaving a paper trail like that and you do some shit like that, hey, guess what?
Got it.
Got your ass. Hey, no paper trail. If you gonna do it on Snappy Chat.
Okay,
you know
I ain't saying I be stalking and looking. I be looking.
That's free game. Yeah, don't leave no evidence. Don't leave no paper trail.
But mainly, don't be out there doing that shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna give females their flowers, man, give your girl her flowers every day,
right.
man. You know what I'm saying? But. The whole social media and dating, you know what I'm saying? I'm more of a private person when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, my
me
dating
too.
And who I decide to, you know what I'm saying, have my entanglements with. That's my personal business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not for social media to know about.
You know how many times I've been called weird because I don't have no IG or Facebook? Or
no,
something.
You weird for real, though, cuz. I'm quoting
you.
You
gotta
weird.
Have something.
On Larry, you weird, cuz.
Yeah,
yeah. I hear you.
For real.
That's fine.
Y'all don't know her, but she weird as hell.
She is, guys. Gotta love her, though. We gotta love her.
No, she got a Twitter.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's the one I don't have.
Yeah, that's,
I never got
but
a
I use
Twitter.
That for social type of stuff.
Yeah. But
you have Twitter? What?
Yeah.
You know she be talking
like you
shit.
Post. Shaquan like to talk shit. You post on there?
Oh, I talk shit.
Oh, yeah, you know
what?
I talk shit.
Yeah.
I am shocked.
She got a Twitter.
I posted about that Jelani Day stuff, some other stuff, and I get on there.
Yeah.
The police station? Oh, yeah.
Everybody else. Everybody else over
light
here.
Light their ass up.
Everybody yeah. else over here got Snapchat.
Instagram. I have
yeah.
all three.
And I use that when I'm watching TV or
and
something.
And she only got Twitter.
That's fine.
And I
gay.
That's fine.
No.
I ain't gotta look at other people's bullshit.
No, it's cool.
That's
no.
what Twitter is, right?
You know, I look at a lot of people's stuff on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. When I do have access to it, and I see a bunch of bullshit, everybody's lying. They living up to something that I mean, it's not their real life.
That's what social
not
media for.
Not everybody.
Phone.
Most.
Yeah. But
well, Facebook for me,
90%.
Facebook for me is just to stay in contact with people that I don't normally see on a regular basis. Like some people that I went to
people
school
use it to
with,
be nosy.
Church, yes, church. People that you don't really see on a regular basis.
It's a lot of lines, a lot of messy
with.
Stuff. It's a lot of
some people that like, misuse it.
They do.
Yeah,
that's
they
why I got away from
it.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, so it's all about what you make of it, what you put in, and. What you expect out of it is just a social media platform, and it's however you want to represent yourself. I just choose to just keep it basic and positive.
And then I like being
stuff.
Out of the way. That's just
right.
my personality. I mean, I like being out of the way.
She's a Libra, guys.
Yeah.
It ain't go with that Zodiac shit.
You know it.
But, yeah, that's that. I mean, so the moral of the story when it comes to this social media dating area. I mean, just stay clear of the bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Be respectful.
Definitely. And
keep that same energy.
Always.
And be consistent.
That's what whatever you do.
Exactly.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go off into another topic we want to talk about, which was the, what was it?
What I
want to
talk about?
Yes, yes.
The misconceptions with African Americans and the issues with mental health and making the decision to seek professional help, because most people can't figure it out on their own, and I'm guilty of it as well. We suffer from childhood traumas, and if those traumas go unhealed, then you bring that baggage into your relationships, and they take a toll on your relationship. And sometimes, like in my case, you end up not being able to make,
like, you can't recover
a relationship work, right? Because by the time you realize it and you acknowledge it, the damage has already been done, right? And it's too late. So I know my views. I personally have never had counseling. I've always, not always, but in my adult life, just coming into who I am and learning myself and figuring me out is something that I definitely plan to do here in the near future. I think that I do pretty good with working on me, but I would just love to seek some professional help. And then just talking to close friends and family, some, mostly men, they think like seeking counseling is taboo. Like, you don't tell people your business.
And
like,
it's weak.
And it's weak. Or, yeah, you know, and I don't like that. Like, I feel like whatever you're doing, if you're consistently doing the same thing and it's not working, then maybe you should try something different.
Revamp your plan.
And like, even me, sometimes whenever I talk to my friends and they say, oh, well, you give good advice. And I'm like, well, just imagine what a professional could do. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe you're right. So to me, I'm all for it. I'm for seeking professional help, working on you, becoming a better person. And then sometimes you will even learn things that you didn't even know was affecting you.
Right.
If it's a good therapist and they're able to dig deep. And also, you have to be open-minded to receive it. Because yeah, if you're not willing to receive it and acknowledge it, then you're just going to continue the cycle, keep on repeating the same bad things, and nothing is going to change.
Right. And then your kids see you dealing with it, and they, I mean, you can break a generational curse or something.
Right.
So I think that's helpful.
I would like your take.
I mean, definitely. I mean, I feel like you can't heal what you don't reveal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's a good way to put it.
I mean, if you're not acknowledging that you need help and that you have a problem, I mean, you'll never heal from it. It's going to keep getting brought up no matter what form the shape it come in. It's going to always, you know what I'm saying, keep, you know what I'm saying, doing the 360 back around. You're going to keep dealing with those same problems and those same traumas.
So, and pass it on.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, like how I look at it is, if even if you don't feel like you need help or you don't feel like you need to talk to somebody, you just never know. Just talk to somebody.
And then if enough people is pinpointing the same issue, then maybe it's you. Like, maybe it is a real issue that you definitely should look into.
Definitely.
So, would you go to therapy?
Of course I will. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, like, definitely, like, in our culture, it's definitely looked at as, like, I mean, especially from people of our generation, it's definitely looked at as weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we used to hear older people talk about, you know what I'm saying, going to seek help or getting a counselor or talking to a shrink. Oh, man, your ass retarded, man.
Oh, your ass crazy.
You need a shrink for, man. Right. You need a shrink for, you motherfucking slow motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? No, I need a shrink so I don't end up like your slow ass,
that's
man.
That's why I was going to go with that, because, I mean, with her saying that, with Chantel saying that you got all these people around you passing judgment, what if they ask to need therapy too?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
like, it's not
stuff like that is a factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another thing too is with, it's more so for boys. We're to, like, not me, but most, our culture is tell, they tell the boys to be a man, you know, suck it up, be a man. Like, the only emotions that's okay for them to show is anger and being strong. Like, it's not okay for a man to be weak. I don't like that. It's pretty much the same for black women too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we do have the choice to be strong. I feel like we most
that's that masculine energy shit they be right. talking about,
and that's a whole nother topic. But for our men, it's like, since they are taught from a young age to be strong, suck it up, be a man, whenever they do want to show that soft side, they're weak.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to talk about their emotions. They want to suppress them right. because that's how they show that they're strong.
Right.
And it's the opposite. I feel like a strong man
he's confident.
Is confident in every emotion.
Definitely.
If he's sad, he's going to say, I'm sad, baby. I'm having a bad day.
Right.
I need you to hold me tonight.
Gee, he might cry on your ass.
Right, yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with... Hey, fellas, I'm speaking up for us, man. Ain't nothing wrong with crying, man.
Sure not. Y'all heard life. Not at all. Life don't cry. Check it out.
I hate the motherfucker. Ain't nothing wrong with crying,
it's
man.
Not. Sometimes
I used to look
out.
At it like a week. Because you know, guys, hey, I don't care what the fuck y'all say. Now, look. Y'all gonna agree with me on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a guy. I know. But, guys, hey, man. I'm gonna just say it. We look at crying as weak. That's why we don't try to do it. But when we get caught off guard crying and we trying to hold that shit back, and hey, we some ugly motherfuckers, man. He was trying to fight that shit like, look at, like, God damn, you ugly motherfucker. Like, hey, man, just let that shit. Hey,
it's
hey,
a release.
Just let that
it's
shit
a release.
Out,
it feels better.
Definitely.
I once, think it's transparent if you get caught crying like that.
Because when you get, once you get that shit out, you're going to feel a lot better.
It's a release. You feel relieved.
You better not let your girl talk about that. She bring that shit
back It depends
up.
On how petty she
you
is.
If she petty, she going to catch these.
You
heels.
With the wrong one.
Yeah, I'm going to be she petty too. Shit.
Talk shit later.
Mm-mm.
But I think
remember
that
your ass is crying, huh?
We definitely need to normalize our men expressing all of their emotions, not just being angry and powerful and strong. Like, we need to normalize it's okay to be sad, it's okay to be upset.
Yeah, and they need to their daughters need to see that too.
Right.
That's another thing I want to elaborate on, like dating females who didn't grow up with a male role model in the house or you know, a father figure who grew up with that mother who basically, who they don't know, but, you know what I'm saying, but passed down trauma to them, and they passing down trauma to their kids, you know what I'm saying? But they not catching on to what they're doing because they don't look at their mom like she's did anything wrong. But your mama, 'cause
that's all they know.
Your mom taught you growing up that niggas ain't shit. No. The nigga she was fucking with
right,
that shit.
Yeah.
Who she you know
chose.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Like, and then don't take it out. Cause I was in a situation where, you know what I'm saying? Like, a female who I was no longer with, like, was, I'm not gonna say like taking my privileges away with, you know what I'm saying, seeing my daughter or whatnot, but one making it easy. And in the long run, you know what I'm saying, like, females, when you do shit like that, they don't really hurt the man as much as you think it do.
At all.
It hurt that kid, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then that kid grow up, and she gonna go through the same trauma and pass that same trauma down that mm-hmm. you had and that you dealt with to her
right.
kids. You know what I mean? So,
well, we
at some point, females of the culture, and other females if you want to follow along too. But I mean, at some point y'all gotta stop that cycle.
Break the cycle.
I mean, sometimes they do. I mean, the cycle is broken because if you don't grow up with a man in the house, I mean, it can be a gift or a curse. Depends. I mean, you can have a single mom in a house with three daughters and the daddy one shit. You can have one daughter that like really prevailed and made something of herself, and then you got the other two, three, four, however many, with daddy issues,
right?
And they keep it going. So I mean, it depends on the person and the personality and what they're aware of.
And that's what I was gonna say too. Your childhood or your upbringing, you could either keep it going or choose to break the cycle. Like, right. I don't want to repeat this.
Right.
I don't want this for my children.
Right.
I want something different.
Right.
And so it's just two types of people. Either right. you're going to keep it going or you're going
to
change it.
I mean, you learn to look out for red flags.
Right.
That's a part of it. You don't want, if your daddy wants shit, I mean, you don't want to have kids or produce kids. I mean, those are the men you try to avoid pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And I know, like, and sometimes that's even possible, having a male figure in the house as a presence, but not having that a relationship. And that happened with us.
That's how my daddy was.
Yeah. So I was stepfather, and we call him our daddy because he was a man that stepped in for us. So to this day we call him daddy. He was there,
but like physically, not emotionally and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how.
But we didn't really just have that father daughter connection. So it was something that we all longed for, and it was my mom had three daughters. Me, my twin sister, and we have a younger sister who's biologically his. But we all still long for different things that we felt like we missed.
Right.
Only having a presence and not really having that relationship.
Right.
So it just goes, and I still look for those daddy. I have daddy issues, which was part of my separation. Is certain things that I need from my man because I didn't get that growing up, and it goes back to healing childhood traumas. These are things that I realized later why they're so important to me and why I need it, because that little girl in me that didn't get it wants it. I want it.
I mean, I feel like it's a step in the right direction because, I mean, you're aware of what's going on and you not just living life floating through the bullshit. Like, you know what's wrong and you're trying to fix it.
I think
that's a step in the right direction.
I don't believe in down talking parents anyway. So
I mean, it's a form of therapy. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, but respecting, right?
That's true.
Honor
it
my
is.
Father, mother.
So the days will be shortened.
As far as our household, I don't really recall my mama down talking men. But with our personality, we make sure that we form our own opinion. We gonna fill you out ourselves. So I don't need anybody telling me how men are. I don't categorize men or people. I try to figure it out on my own. I don't feel like just one group is
the
same.
And I think that's all about becoming an adult. Like, you don't let other people influence
right.
how you feel about another person.
Especially if these children are watching their parents being mistreated and choosing to stay there. That's the issue too.
Goes back to what I was saying. Can't hear what you don't reveal.
Right.
And just do better. I mean,
what if mama ain't got no choice?
I mean, for ladies and men, this is how I look at it. Look, our parents did the best they could.
Right. Exactly. So you have to
respect that.
You also
have to step back and take a full look at the picture. Like, mom, you did all this shit wrong. But I commend you.
You did it, girl.
Because you just did the best you could with the information that you had.
Right.
With the information that I have, I know that all that shit you did was wrong and was some fuck shit.
And we gotta do better.
Let me straighten this up. Let me fix this.
That's
so,
what I was
so
talking about.
About
the gift and the curse.
What, you know what I'm saying? What I went through. So I gotta fix this shit because I have the information that you didn't have growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then some, I guess back then they chose to stay for whatever reasons. I guess they felt they couldn't do better. But this day and age, that's where the strong, independent woman comes in, because
we are not going
to repeat any of that. We want better, even if we got to get it for ourselves.
Right.
But then again, we're looked at as these masculine, independent women who don't need a man. But to me, a woman shouldn't need a man anyway. It should just be a bonus. So that's another topic too. Why do men want women who are not independent? Like, what's wrong with being with an independent, strong woman?
They want damsels in distress.
Why do y'all choose a weaker minded, not you, but just men in general? Why do you choose weaker women? What's wrong with the strong, independent woman? Why are we intimidating to you or looked up
that
as,
might be a maturity factor, honestly.
I used to feel like that back in my younger days. I'm saying you would want a younger female or a female with not as much knowledge as you have, so you can kind of mold and groom her into, you know what I'm saying, what you want her to believe, what you want her to think. But as you get older, you don't want that shit.
Right.
And as you mature, you don't want that, you know what I'm saying? So, and they chose to go with that because insecurity issues.
Right.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you know you're very secure in yourself, in your being, you want somebody who can meet you where you at, or, you know what I'm saying?
Elevate you.
Or right. Can,
you know what I'm saying? Match you.
Because I feel like I shouldn't have to shrink myself to be with a man.
Definitely.
I feel like if I have to shrink myself, then that situation is just not for me.
Right.
But again, it just goes back to the person that you're with. They have to be strong and complete and whole in themselves, or else they're going to view you as being intimidating.
Yeah.
But it's just unfortunate because we have to... Not we have to, but some of us, myself, I'm speaking from experience, I've never had a backbone. I've never had anybody that I can just confide in. And so all I know is just to go for myself, go get it.
And do what
I
you mean, know.
Yeah, but other than my sisters, I know they can help me, but I don't want to put them in a bind. I don't want to take my girls out of their comfort zone.
That's a part about being independent.
But, and again, this all I know. All I know is if I don't have it, who gonna give it to me?
Right.
So I got to go.
I have the same mentality. It is what it is.
And I don't feel like, I feel like that should be a strength. It shouldn't be a weakness.
Right.
But I feel like in our society, men review us as being not it, not the it girl because we're too masculine.
I don't think so. That's for boys. Like he said,
that's why I said it's a maturity factor.
Yeah, they both said that. So again, if you're talking
boys out there, listen up, take notes.
If you're dealing with an equal or somebody that's going to elevate you, then they're not going to look at that as you're being too masculine. Mm-hmm. You're an independent woman who could, you know, fill all hats with or without a man.
Right? I mean, masculine energy can be like problem solving, mission driven, competitive. I mean, in that case, we wouldn't have no damn doctors, lawyers, all right. These women in charge.
That's true. Engineers.
Hell, in that case, then, I mean, if the men have a problem with that, get off your ass and
elevate.
Yes.
Use your strong, independent woman as motivation.
Use your problem-solving skills.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Man, look here.
I mean, it ain't no male bashing. I mean.
Look here.
We not bashing, y'all. We just want y'all to not view us as being
a damsel
or
insecure.
Yes.
That's what they want. They want somebody weak and they want a damsel.
View us as powerful. Oh, shit.
Here we go again.
Man.
That's factual.
Guys.
We speaking facts.
No.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
No, it's... We don't... We ain't too fixated on that masculine energy and all that. Look.
Men aren't.
Boys are.
This how
there's at. More boys than men.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing.
Let's speak on it. It's more boys than men.
And I mean, at the same time, if the shots ain't aimed at you, don't duck.
I look at it like this. And this is how I look at it. I'm speaking for them. Because at this current moment, I'm their voice.
Okay.
So, It's not about the masculine energy thing. It's that most females, I'm not saying y'all, I said most. Mm-hmm. Most females, how y'all project that. When this guy is constantly hearing, nigga, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying?
What about
you
don't say that?
Nigga, I can do better, but nigga, you a bum ass nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, right. You ain't got shit, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Or bye.
Exactly. That shit. Bye.
Bye.
Like, okay.
I ain't asked you to do
that shit right
go
there.
Go home.
That shit right there. I don't look at that as masculine energy. I just look at that as...
Competent.
No, retarded. That's how I look at that.
Wow.
Okay. It's female retarded. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be a good dude just working a regular job.
Of course.
But just don't want to put up with her bullshit, and that's what you're going to hear, guys.
Well, no, that it just goes back to being with the right person and them not knowing, I mean, and them knowing not to throw that type of stuff in your face and not to say those types of things. But it goes back to being toxic and just not taking accountability.
Right, and having a regular job is fine.
Yeah, that's toxic. That's not a problem. To pick at flaws and throw things in people's face. And a lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
You have to play fair.
So if you're saying it coming from a loving, caring place, then it shouldn't be taken as, oh, I'm throwing these flaws in your face. It will come more like, I want better for you. Mm-hmm. I see the potential
in you. Like constructive criticism.
Right. More like motivating, uplifting versus tearing down. Punching down. What I seen down. Dave Chappelle. Have y'all seen the new Dave Chappelle?
No.
Punching down. It was an issue that they was talking about.
Okay. Something else I want to talk about too. I mean, since we was right around that topic when we was talking about dating females with past trauma. This was a question I had from one of my listeners. They wanted me to bring it up and talk about it. So since I'm surrounded by women right now, you know, of the culture,
I mean, OG influencers.
It would help if I had females of different ethnicities too, because this is something that guys in general, no matter what culture you're from, deal with. And the topic that I want to talk about is, how do y'all feel? I ain't want to talk about this, but we got to go here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm nervous.
Me too.
Ain't nothing you should be that nervous about, but I guess we're going to have it. How do y'all feel about, because I'm going to tell y'all my thoughts on it, but how do y'all feel about child support?
If a daddy is doing what he needs to do, spending time with them, doing what he can, then
no court order needed.
No court order needed.
Like I have, my oldest will be 14 in December. And we, me and her dad, broke up when she was, like, I think right before her third or fourth birthday. And I always said, even whenever we were together, before we broke up, I told him, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, whether if you can't do it financially, but you're spending time,
that counts.
You don't got to worry about it. Either way, but you're going to do one or the other. And as long as you're continuously doing one or the other consistently, you don't ever have to worry about child support.
Shit, that's a hell of a deal.
Damn, y'all hit that deal?
That's what I'm saying. That's a hell of a deal.
Still in
place. And here we are almost 14, not 14 years later because we broke up. I guess maybe 10 years later, and he's still not on child support. And I've had so many people tell me, girl, you crazy. You stupid. You need to put him on child support. But I don't believe in putting a man under the system because he's not able to meet your expectations. As long as he's doing the best that he can.
I mean, that counts.
Yeah, it counts for something.
But don't ignore it.
So that's the deal that y'all had?
Yeah, I told him that. He don't have to.
Damn, son. You just hit with the wow effect.
Hey, guys. hey. You better get you one. Hey, if you ain't... You better be careful who you had kids with.
Right.
It works both ways. Because he was definitely blessed.
Be careful who you had kids with. Because my whole confusion is being with somebody, right? And y'all not always going to see eye to eye. Y'all going to butt heads. Y'all going to have y'all, twines with each other and go back and forth. And at the end of the day, it might not work out, and y'all decide to go y'all separate ways, or you decide to go your separate way because this motherfucker just not trying to let you go. But you like, hell no, fuck that. If I stay, I'm killing this little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, but just because you decide you don't want to be with her, she don't want to let you be with your child, and she put you on child support.
Bitter baby mamas.
See, we don't need those.
Don't.
So, since I got, since I'm on a panel with a group of women, and y'all just heard it say bitter baby mamas. So, my question to y'all is, how we get rid of that?
But we have bitter baby daddies, too.
They exist.
I don't know about those. But how did we get rid of those?
It's all about the woman healing.
No. I feel like the most important thing is keeping your eye on the prize. What is this about? Ultimately, it's about that child. Definitely. So as long as we both have the same goal, meeting the needs of that child, it should be easy.
But then somebody going to
slack
you.
If I'm not thinking about myself or he's not thinking about himself, we're thinking about what's best for that child. Child support should be easy.
I mean, that should go on. That should go unsaid. But then, when people start slacking, then it's a problem.
It goes back into being bitter.
But
in his question,
but how should child support be easy, if that's all it is?
Well, by easy you mean like the amount, or comes to the decision to put you on child support?
I mean both.
Because that decision can be worth nothing.
Yeah, the based decision, on his income. Yeah, I about to say, but the decision, it should be fair, though. I feel like the man should still, they have to be able to survive. If they paying definitely. You all this money and they only make minimum wage, it's like, come on now.
Right.
This man can't even live.
That's true, too.
So, but if the man is okay with it and the woman needs it, and the woman is also taking care of the child most of the time, I feel like it's old. But again, I hold my own. That's where he looked up having a child with a strong, independent woman. Because
that's that masculine energy. Right.
So, and it's all about the person that you have the kids with. And the woman got to be healed.
That's the driven masculine energy.
The man has to be healed, too.
The man or the woman, whoever, it works both ways, you're right. But they have to be healed and not bitter. That's the only way you're going to get rid of that. And until that woman or that bitter baby mama, bitter baby daddy, come to their senses, heal whatever issue it is that's hindering them from having a good co-parenting relationship, that's going to be the issue. They have to heal that.
How do we hit the women to let them know that... I mean, if you're dealing with a guy, this for the males and the females. If you're dealing with a person who just don't want to do nothing for the child, knowing that the child is theirs, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, right.
But when you're dealing with somebody who you see is putting forth every effort that they can to make sure that their child is okay or their kids are okay, why do you still go to them people to get a foot put on in there?
That depends on the woman.
How about say she working and have her own money? Or did she provide a lifestyle for her?
No. Sometimes these motherfuckers don't be working.
That's the problem. It's who you choose. If you provide this woman with a certain lifestyle,
let's say this female, she did have a job. But once she put you on, she stopped working. You her job now.
Mm. Some people use children as pawns, and that's just facts. It's a hard truth.
That's my thing. How do we get the women? How do we hit the women that's listening to this?
Like I said, it goes back to whatever childhood issues that she has to heal within herself. She has to figure that out. And most likely, if it's that ugly and messy, she is bitter.
And she's the
bitter
problem.
And she has to heal that. And that's what she said. You have to be careful you have kids with.
Because that person has to be healed. If they're not, they're going to be dealing with childhood trauma, relationship trauma.
And they passing it off to the kids.
Everything.
Because that's another thing, though. Like, the females who decide to go that route, right? Who decide to get government assistance and put this man on child support, knowing that he's doing well, all he can to... basically take care of his child. don't see that this system that they chose to ride with is
built to tear us down.
It's not built to uplift you. Like, now that you chose to go that route, even if you and the father didn't work out, you can't have a positive male role model around this house, because if the government is providing you with a lifestyle, they don't want no man in this house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? True too.
Even if you get a job making a little bit more, oh, well, I'm cutting your food stamps. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so it is meant to suppress you. And it goes back to the type of woman that you choose to have kids with. Because me, I've never been on government assistance. However, if I ever had to, I would use it as a stepping stone. I would use it to stay
there. She's utilizing it in the right way.
Right. That's pretty much what she's saying. It depends on the motivation of the woman, the motivation and the drive.
And then it depends, too, on how young these women are that are having kids. Yeah. They don't know nothing about all this government assistance and stuff. They got these mamas, these grandmas, these aunties telling them and influencing them to apply for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Because we grew up on housing, too.
But and I was going to use my mama and my housing. I was going to use my mama and I can use my mama and my daddy's family as an example. My grandma, she didn't do like any of that government assistance stuff. She done none of that. My mama didn't learn about that until she got around my daddy's family. So, I mean, it happens. Like, if you don't know it, you don't know it. And you get around people and they help you utilize these different resources, then, I mean,
a motivated woman.
It's a clutch.
I'm about to say, yeah, a motivated woman's going to use it as a stepping stone.
Right. And that still comes with maturity.
Woman, right.
If you don't have it, you don't have it. So if you find resources to help, like she said, use it as a stepping stone.
Right.
If you need to use it for a little bit to get you on your feet, get you where you need to be. Right. When you get there, elevate. Don't stay there. That's the problem.
Some women choose to stay there.
Most of them.
They get comfortable,
they get unmotivated, and they just not driven.
Because a lot of things women don't understand. Like, why not come to that father that you having these issues with, and y'all talk, and y'all work something out? Because in the long run, like with the child support, it's not going to do nothing but fuck the kid up, and it's going to fuck that man up. Because how they do child support, I don't know how they do it in other states, but, I mean, how they do it in Texas is, we already know, you know what I'm saying? You fall back a little bit. They grind your wages. They take your license. Any assets you have, they put liens on shit.
Yeah.
So if you own a house, you can't sell it until you settle some shit with them. If you own a car, you can't sell it until you settle your business with them. Like, these niggas worse than the motherfucking government.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers worse than goddamn student loan people.
You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta pay them
at. Hey, these motherfuckers put their foot on your neck and they ain't gonna take any bitch off. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers are real pimps. They like, bitch, give me my money.
They worse than Ike, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you done took my taxes?
Damn.
That's where I was going with that.
You took my taxes. You took my license.
Can't leave the U.S.
And then this the stupid shit right here, though. If you fall back on your payments, they threaten you with jail time. We gonna lock you up. But if you lock me up,
it's a deeper hole.
If you lock me up, I can't get out until I catch up. How the fuck am I going to catch up if I'm in here?
Right.
I'm going to catch up by working in the motherfucking kitchen.
Goes back
making 50 cents a day. What the fuck? This ain't life. I'm going to be Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence before I get about this day. Like, nigga, I'm never going to catch up. I'm going to just be in a deeper hole than I was before I got locked up.
It goes back to the system meant to suppress us. Yep. But, I mean, I can't relate to the bitter mama. I've never been her.
It's a maturity factor.
I have my oldest. I was in my early 20s whenever we split up.
I mean, still, it's a maturity factor.
Right.
Because the reason why I feel like I feel, or why I feel the way I feel about the child support system, I feel like
impossible influences.
I feel like it need to be revamped.
Yeah.
But they do reviews and stuff, right? Case by case basis.
Look, and this is what I tell all my people who deal with it, who ask me questions about it. I tell them like this here. Because me personally, I only give you my opinion based off personal experience. Mm-hmm. If I haven't dealt with it, I'm not going to view my opinion. I'm not going to view, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you anything about that issue if I haven't dealt with it. But me personally, and this is other guys as well, like, child support is basically, it's for women. It caters to women. Because when you go to court, the female can be like, he ain't took care of his child since the child been born. Mm-hmm. The child can be like 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? He ain't took care of the child since the child been born. And this, that, and the other. Well, all along, y'all could have just broke up, mm-hmm. and she just put you on child support, and she just moved out the crib.
Right.
Now the judge gonna ask you. Now, basically, what you gotta have proof that you've been, you know what I'm saying, doing for your child. But mm-hmm. how that put us in a bind, because us guys, when we taking care of our child, we don't fucking keep receipts. It's my motherfucking kid. I ain't keeping no receipt. Mm-hmm. But you don't think in the back of your mind that, you know what I'm saying, like, this female gonna ever go that route and put you on child support. You know what I'm saying? So you don't keep receipts. But what I looked up at a little bit is my older brother used to always tell me, you know what I'm saying? My older brother, he ain't got no kids, but he used to always tell me, hey man, when you buy your kids some, keep receipts. I used to look at him like, what the fuck am I gonna keep receipts for? This is my kid, man. Fuck about here with that goofy ass shit. But then when I got a little older, I started keeping receipts. This before I was on child support, I'm like, I'm gonna just keep receipts. But then, once I did go to child support court, and the judge asked me, because the mom was saying he ain't took care of his child since the child been born, I'm like, no, that's false. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? First thing the judge asked me is, you got the paperwork to prove it? Like, damn, why don't she have to prove?
Right, yeah.
Her part, why am I the only one who had to prove? So luckily I had my paperwork, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I was able to get that situation, I didn't get a squash, but I was able to get that situation resolved with her lies. They was able to see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was lying.
Yeah, she was on housing and you was just staying there on the law. You can't even prove that she was paying rent or paying bills.
Definitely.
Because y'all was living off her government assistance.
Definitely.
Yeah, the system is just messed up.
And guys don't live with them.
But also, something else with... I feel like a lot of men that's on child support don't use it to their advantage. Guys do have advantages with the system.
And what advantages is that?
If y'all are doing what y'all supposed to do, and the mom is not letting you see your child...
Well, I already know those rights. You know what I'm saying? If you paying child support...
But most guys don't exercise their rights. Yeah,
you can cheat your child.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, but yeah. Most guys don't.
I already know that. I'm trying to figure out how can we fix this other big picture, because Texas child support system... I'm not going to say Texas child support system. I'm going to say the child support system in general is fucked up. Mm-hmm.
It is.
But this is another situation I was dealing with. I was paying child support. Shit gonna sound crazy. I was paying child support for a child that was staying with me.
Were you married to the mom? No. Or adopted the child?
No. See, that's what's fucked up.
So, make it make sense? Legally married?
The child, I was paying child support before this child started staying with me. But then the child came to move with me.
You locked in the system.
No, hold up. I was paying child support. But then child support got cut. Like, I got off child support. But then the child came to stay with me. And then I got put back on child support.
How?
Going back
to court. See, this the fucked up shit, though. This why I say the child support system needs to be revamped. Shit needs to be looked at. Because what I don't get is, how is it that when I get put on child support, y'all niggas can see every job I worked, when was my last paycheck from any other business asset that I have. Y'all can look at all that shit. My last three address, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can look at all that shit. But when it comes to this child, who child support is supposed to be about, is child support is to help support the child. When it comes to this child, how can y'all get in y'all system and see where this child resigning at? Because the child have to be
in school.
Mm-hmm. So if y'all typing this child name in whatever system y'all use, now, hold up. This child has been enrolled in a California public school in over 3 years now. Where the fuck is this child at?
Homeschool, maybe?
Nah.
Whole other state.
Because even if the child's homeschooled, in some records, it still show that this child is being now, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, the government or whatever, they won't go seeing why the child's not at school. But they not putting in the work. As much work they put in looking for your ass and looking for whatever job you work so they can start collecting, they should put that same effort in.
Yeah, I agree. If you're paying child support for a child, you definitely have the right to know where they are.
Luckily, I was reimbursed for my shit.
Okay.
But not right back.
You have to wait for it.
Hell yeah. And I feel like, why the fuck I gotta wait for some shit? Like, y'all didn't have to wait for it when y'all wanted it from me. I need my shit right back, bro.
Run me my money.
Hey, Attorney General, I need that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, moral of the story, I feel like the system just need to be revamped, though, man. Like,
I agree. That's why I never even got involved with it. Me either. I don't have time for it. And then some women, they choose not to put their kids on child support or the daddy on child support just so that they can do whatever they want. Because along with child support comes a lot of rules and stipulations as far as,
right. Oh,
you can't move your child here. Or you can't move within a certain distance. So it has its perks. And for some of the reasons, some women choose to opt out so that they can have more freedom in dealing with their child. So it's just all about choosing the right person to have a baby with. You have to know that person. Don't just go be making kids with just anybody because they could flip script on you any day.
Definitely. But we're going to switch topics. And we're going to go into, we're going to kind of like finish off what we was discussing the last episode. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, Cedric, let's get it going.
Beyond the Gloves Podcast, the latest in boxing news.
Final round.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves Podcast. Subscribe now.
All right, we're going to jump into open relationships. You know what I'm saying? Y'all thoughts on that?
I guess I'll start. I am a selfish lover, so open relationships will not work for me at all. I will be open to a threesome if it is two men and just me.
That's not a threesome.
That's a train.
That's a train.
Somebody. Course, we
that's definitely a train.
Somebody waiting on their turn.
Okay, well.
She getting bushed down, fellas. Hey, I told y'all I was a wild one on this motherfucker.
I'm just saying. I'm not with that.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Busting it wide open. Hey, shit.
I'm sure a guy's gonna take it either way, huh?
Hey, ain't no,
as long as you're not their girlfriend.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Okay, let me clarify, guys.
Tag team that ass. Hey, now she's trying to clear it up.
As long as you're not their girlfriend. Let me clarify. No. This is with my man.
No.
Usually that's how I get out of having a threesome. Once a guy presents the whole idea of having a threesome with a woman, with, you know, me and another woman and him, I said, okay, I'm all for it. But first, I want one too. I want one with two men. I want to be completely pleased. And then usually he'll be like, well, I ain't willing to do that. Okay, then we just won't do threesomes.
So would D be cool with that?
Who?
D.
These nuts.
Shit. Daddy, hell no. Shit. talking about two guys and me. I was like, no, I'll beat your ass. Fuck on my face, two guys. I was like, all right.
I'm really about to be worse.
Shit, all right. Bring this nigga in right quick. You know what I'm saying?
What you gonna do when he walk in?
Yeah. Hell no. <nah. laughs>
He gonna be handsome. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure he looks real good.
Yep, and when he walk in, I'm walking out. The fuck you thought this was? I don't know what the fuck you thought this was. Shit.
So how you feel about, I'm not attracted to women, so what good is a threesome gonna do for me? So, I'm not gonna touch her.
See, for me,
it's gonna do great things.
She could touch me. Okay. For me,
that's all need to happen.
It wouldn't be a threesome, but I don't mind another girl coming in. But
what she can the watch? Guy?
No.
What?
She could participate. Okay. But okay, he can't penetrate her.
Okay. Okay. So when you say she can participate, what can she do?
She could touch me, and I could touch her. Okay. Can he touch her? He can touch her. He can't penetrate her, though.
Okay, so what can
you do? Or put his mouth on her. No.
Okay, so what can you do to her?
Whatever I want to do to her.
Ooh. Ooh! Ooh! Damn, I just... Ooh! Tinkle.
I can't relate. Yeah, I can't.
Okay, okay. So you can do whatever you want to her. Yoo-hoo! Hey, fellas. Told y'all. I told y'all. Shit. Hey, I just want to watch.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We can do like that. We can watch.
I'm going to be on some old creep shit, watching it. Watching it.
Okay, guys.
And so beating off in the corner like a fucking weirdo. Fuck out of here. Shit. I'm joining the fuck.
Take what you can get, okay? What about a stud?
Oh hell no! Hey! Oh, I got a funny ass story. Me and my homeboy, right? This was like back when I was living in Chicago. Me and my homeboy met these two chicks, right? Actually, I met a chick, and she lived like in Gary, so it was like about a 35-minute drive from where we stayed at. You know what I'm saying? So drive out there. I'm like, nigga. Buddy say she got a friend, you know what I'm saying? You with it? He like, shit, let's go out there. So we get out there. I'm like, nigga, don't tell them what kind of car we in because I want to see what motherfucker looking like before I pull up. Pull up on him. You know what I'm saying? So we pull up on him. It's this girl. She ain't hit. When we say hit, we mean like she ain't fucked up looking. She all right. At the time, we were, you young, she hittable, I guess. Something for the night, you know what I'm saying? Something a little light for the night. But her friend was a motherfucking stud. So we gonna be right back. We gotta go to the store real quick. We pull the fuck off. We hop back on the motherfucking E-Way. They call my phone, like, where y'all go? And we like, what the fuck you mean, where we going? Man, we gone.
Wow.
She like, oh, y'all bogus. My friend was going too. On who? On who? Who's trying to fuck a stud? Man, I don't know what you're trying to tell. Shit. Come on, she going too, bitch. Yeah, home. Fuck you, man. She going.
So you wouldn't hit a stud?
Yeah, with my fist. If you don't get the fuck out of my face, hey, I am. Hold up. I am not with domestic abuse. Hell the fuck no.
That's just not your preference. Some guys
You want to fuck a nigga that look like your brother.
Right.
What type of gay shit you on, man? This bitch like, we're about dick bigger than yours. So at the end of the day, who fucking who?
Right. What shit. You trying to do with that?
Hell no.
They be having pregnant studs.
So. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I seen them.
Some of them be pretty.
I have seen, hey, no homo. I have seen some fine ass studs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like
Lil
Ma, what's her name?
Lil Ma.
Young Ma.
No, I don't look at her as no fine fucking stud. I'm talking about some motherfucking fine studs I seen back in the day, back in, you know what I'm saying?
Like Simone. Right.
Who the fuck is Simone?
Don't worry about it.
Look, tell this man.
Fuck is Simone. Hey.
Shit.
Hey, Snook.
Shit. Snooky. Shit. But no, I ain't fucking no stud. Hell no. Bring a stud to the bedroom. This is gonna be y'all too. Bitch, I'm gone.
You can watch.
Fuck you, man.
You ain't watch?
Hell no.
Okay. When she take them clothes off, she may look good. She may look better than your female.
Dude. Hey, if she a stud. And she
still got to take her clothes off.
And she a fine fucking stud.
She still got to take her clothes off.
I'll watch.
Dress, she a woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Okay.
But if she pull
she
out
may a, have them Cleo braids.
If she pull out a dick.
Stress.
I don't know. I gotta go.
Yeah, they scary.
I gotta they go.
They are. I'm a woman. I'm scared of them.
I gotta go.
I don't.
I gotta
pineapples.
Go.
Pineapples. Pineapples. I don't like those.
Yeah, she pull out. Yeah, she pull out. She pull out a dick. I gotta go. I gotta walk out.
Yeah, me too. I'm walking out behind you.
I gotta make my exit.
I might just leave it at myself. I'm walking out with you. She got that.
I might watch for a few seconds though.
No, I ain't even participating. I'm walking out with you.
I want to see where this is going.
If she got a strap, I'm walking out with you.
It don't feel like the real thing.
Mm-mm. What it feel like?
Plastic.
You heard, fellas? She want that motherfucker.
It's just not right. It's just not right.
She want that real one. She want that motherfucker.
I ain't gonna say that. If they spend money on it, you know.
She want that motherfucker that grow.
But it's just still not right.
She want that motherfucker that grow.
Like it don't
move. I want a real one. And that's my mentality. If I'm gonna do it with the strap, I might as well get a real one, right?
Might as well.
So I'm like, why are you trying? I don't understand why they incorporated it. Like, what, you want me to go be with a man? Because eventually I'm going to want the real thing.
Are you going to put those thoughts in my head?
Yes. Eventually I'm going to want the real thing. I can only do the fake thing for so long before I start thinking, you know what? It has been a while. You know what? Let me go ahead on the call and see what someone's up doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you don't even bring those things in.
Yeah.
Goes back to preference.
Because me personally, I've been a part of a threesome before. I can say, fellas, if you haven't had it,
it's a posture for me.
If you haven't had it before,
nigga.
He's sitting there proud, strong, chest out.
It's like Captain Morgan. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell is that?
It's the beer, man. You don't fuck with them up. Hey, get you right. But nah, if you haven't had it, if you're a selfish lover, man, don't need. Take no parts in it, man. It's work. Because whatever you're doing to one, the other one gonna want the same damn thing. And like I said, at times, I have been told that I was a selfish lover. So.
And it happened to please two women at the same time?
Shit. I got mine, let them please their motherfucking self. Shit, fuck you, man. Shit.
So then what was the purpose?
You should have just watched.
Shit, I got mine.
You should have just watched.
That's what I did. I got mine off. And shit.
But it'll be easy, like I said.
After I got mine off.
But what about for me? I'm not
going to be bad. But for me, that'd be good.
I was asleep. I was out of there. They in the shower. Still going at it.
Would you do it? So as a guy who had one. Is it a difference? Like, would you do it with a girlfriend or just somebody that you're just casually sleeping with?
Somebody who I'm just casually sleeping with.
So, what would be the difference? Like, for the guys out there in a relationship who wants to have that threesome with his girlfriend, you just said it would be with someone that you just casually sleeping with.
Definitely.
So, educate the guys who are in a relationship wanting a threesome.
Well, I wouldn't encourage you to... seek something out like that if you're in a relationship, if you're a girl, ain't about that life.
Right.
Because if she is about that life and she getting turned on to something that she no longer have control of, man, it's going to hurt losing your girl to a female.
Right. Open that Pandora's box. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Open that Pandora's box.
We know that females, they are some emotional creatures. Mm-hmm. A female can reach another female on the emotional level that we can't even imagine.
Right.
You know, like I said, it's some emotional creatures. They all about emotions. So another female who can meet her and match her at those emotions she at,
can't compete.
We on the motherfucking other hand, what the fuck is going on? When she wants you to be able to know these things, the other female know it and she catered to it already. Mm-hmm. While she doing that, we still downstairs trying to figure out what garbage bag going to garbage can. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. how the fuck did this small bag go in the big ass house? I'm like, motherfucker, that's the wrong bag. That's why. That's the garbage bag for the house, motherfucker. Yeah, so, but the thing is, you don't look. If you gonna be a part of that type of entanglement, man, do that shit. Like, get that shit out your system before you start to make a full on commitment to somebody. Mm-hmm. And then once you have gotten a taste of it, I'm saying, if you feel like that's something that you want to continue to do, and then get with a female who wouldn't mind being, I guess, a part of that. But
yeah.
if you ain't about that life, nah.
Because a night of fun can ruin a lot.
Yeah, yeah, be careful what you want to see too, because you might not want to see your girl get down.
Right. Hey,
you might not.
Might not.
Might not.
She over that eating.
I'm saying, one, a night of fun can ruin that for a relationship.
You look over there, this girl.
You look
over there, guys. And shit.
What's going on over here?
And shit, your girl eating pussy better than she sucking your dick. You bitch. You just looking with the you ain't shit face. Bitch.
Look at the eye.
Bitch, move. What the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna
You gotta talk to her like.
We gonna end up fighting.
You gotta talk to her like. You gotta talk to her like you her daddy now. You don't get your motherfucking ass up. Hell no, shit.
That is too funny, but yeah, guys. You gotta be careful what you ask for. You gotta be prepared for it. You gotta mean it.
She over there eating pussy. Good in the motherfucker.
What about you do it equally?
God damn it.
What about she do both equally?
Huh?
What about if she do both equally?
Oh, shit. Ooh. God damn it. Shit. I ain't gonna lie. I had two on me at the same time.
Shit. That was
hot. I had a motherfucker over here with the Bernie Mac. God damn it. I ain't gonna lie. Had me over here.
I need to see that.
She's a watcher. Those the ones you gotta watch. She's a peeper. She's a peeper, fellas. You know what I'm saying? But that was a younger me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get a little older, you get a little bit more mature and knowing what you want. Like, I was on some young shit. And growing up, guys, we looked at as heroes when we fucking with multiple chicks. You know what I'm saying? It's not the way to go about things, but you know what I'm saying? So we too big and too fixated on feeding our ego. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I was about when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Feeding my ego. You know what I'm saying? Man, ooh, boy, wait till my guy hear about this. Because when I told my brothers and my homeboy, they was like, God damn, nigga, for real? Shit. Man, can I come too? Like, damn, nigga, this is my action. Yeah, this is the female who I was fucking with. This is a gift she want to give me. She don't know you, nigga. Yeah. I'm stingy, no, nigga. Right. This is all for me, nigga. So when they came and got me, I was like, you ready? I'm there like a 3-year-old for me. They got naked. I'm like, oh, this is for me.
Both of y'all.
Shit.
You not gonna get mad?
I couldn't take my clothes off quick enough. I was asshole naked, looking like a 2-year-old out the bathtub. Goddamn it. Just swinging. Goddamn it. Shit. Where y'all at? Shit. I'm ready to go. Goddamn it. Shit, for real.
Didn't even have to soften me.
Hell no. It was that attention. Not attention, attention. Goddamn it. Shit. Hey, you ain't gotta tell me. Shit.
That's soft meat.
Shit.
How y'all feel about soft meat, ladies? Soft meat. When you gotta get
him
up there? I don't like it. It looks slow.
Right.
It looks slow. What about you? Somebody go over that
vibe. I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
Soft meat.
How do you feel about soft meat?
No.
Do you want to touch it with a
soft shroom dick?
Do you?
You know.
I mean.
Do you mind getting it up?
I mean, I don't mind.
I've never really had that problem. So
if they're asleep and you want to wake them up, it's surprising.
This nigga just sleep hard, huh? this nigga just on hard all the time.
I mean, it's usually the other way around, but I never ran into that, so no real opinion on God, that.
She
over there talking
shit, amateur, man.
It's that in-house.
Twins.
Yeah.
What about y'all?
Let them have it.
The soft meat, I, of course you don't want the soft meat.
It's the prize, though.
You want the T-shirt.
It's that prize when you get it up. Like, yeah, I did that.
Like, you feel it growing?
I did that.
Right.
That was me. So, I mean, it's rewarding.
Yeah, but I do want them at attention. I want them marching, like, excited to see me.
That's like when they're asleep and you wake them up.
Right.
I'm a girl and not a shower. Looking at it, this motherfucker like it got Down syndrome.
It looks slow.
But when this motherfucker get right, when he get right,
you gonna be like, okay, just wait.
Yeah, you good.
Look, wait a minute.
Get right.
You smart.
Right a minute.
You smart.
You gonna think you going to the upper room? This motherfucker gonna take you so
you
high.
You got eight on the roll.
Shit, for real.
Mm-mm. But yeah, it's a prize, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. As long as I can get it up, that's fine. I've never had a problem. After seeing the soft meat, he wasn't able to get it up. So, thank God.
I mean, that's where I was going with that, but I'm an amateur, remember?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like, you know, a different circumstances. If y'all been going a long time or, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Went to the sex store and got some drugs from the sex store. And they
Hold up. I don't know if guys can vouch for this for me, but I'm going to hit y'all with a little story, though. Hit y'all motherfucker with a story, because I got stories.
We got stories too.
4 days.
It's a fire sign.
Back when I was.
That's what it is. It's a fire sign.
Back when I'm too private for all that shit.
Back when I was in Chicago, right?
Leo, meet the Libras.
And I was fucking with I went to this motherfucking nightclub with my brother. I was never the club type person, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just sitting there. I'm by myself, you know what I'm saying? My brother, he on the dance floor. This motherfucker dancing, getting it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the cut by myself. I don't drink. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just chilling. Female come to me. Bad female. Too red bone. Thick. Bad motherfucker. Come to me and she's just like, why you standing right here? I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? Man of my own. She like, that's odd. I'm like, what's that? She like, why you ain't know me like all these other guys? Because everybody in the club was on her ass. You know what I'm saying? Fast forward. She gave me her number. Went to her crib. You know what I'm saying? It's time to now beat the back out. So I get to her crib. And I'm like, God damn, boy. Back to what I said, guys. Feeding that male ego. Get to her crib. And this motherfucker come downstairs, God damn, ass so fat, titties on plump. I'm like, ee-wee. At the time, I think I was about 20 years old. I'm like, boy, I'm finna fuck the shit out of shorty. You know what I'm saying? But she had like, I think he was about three or four. She had like a son.
He was there?
Nigga was asleep though.
Okay.
On the couch right next to her.
What?
Right next to us. So hold up. She's trying to suck butt. She's trying to, you know what I'm saying, give me some fellatio. And my shit wasn't getting hard for nothing.
Cause the little boy there.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. So she looked at me like I got the retarded dick. You know what I'm saying? She like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, first thing I thought of, man, sure, I can't fuck you with your son right here, man.
Right. At all, she should have been.
So she respected that. She was like, oh.
She knew better than that.
She was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's go upstairs. So I'm like, hell yeah. So she get a head start. She go upstairs. As she walking up the stairs, I'm thinking my shit better be on Iron Man right now. My shit still on retarded. I said, oh, hell no, son.
Oh, my God.
I said, I don't know what the fuck you done talked yourself out of, said, but yeah. This ain't the time.
You better get up. Oh, hey, you better get up.
Don't fail me now.
So as I'm walking up the stairs, man, I'm beating my shit like it owed me money. I'm like, nigga, hey, get right, nigga. I'm like, at this point, I'm like three steps from her doorway. You know what I'm saying? I go in there. Man, she get the motherfucking kissing on me. You know what I'm saying? It's about time for me to motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go to perform. This motherfucker still don't slow. I say, this nigga retarded for real.
Too excited.
So, luckily, she threw that ass up and gave it to me from the back. I'm in the back. Man, she don't hear what's going on back there. I'm looking, she ain't look back there. I'm back there going to town on my shit. Like, nigga, you is not fit to let me down like this, nigga. God. All this ass, bro. And you
so
is not
fit. What you think the problem was? You were just so turned off because of the little boy?
I don't know.
You were just too messed up?
No, it wasn't even a little boy.
Oh, you were
too
excited? Was you too excited?
No, it wasn't even a little boy. Because at the end of the day, when I was younger, man, you know, I had to, you know, my motto.
So what the hell was it?
Fuck them kids. if my shit would have got hard right there.
You would have done me for the little boy.
I would have fucked right there. No fuck about your ain't my son.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck what type of trauma this nigga did with growing up. No, I'm fucking with y'all.
That's why you don't got no son.
No. That's
makes
could,
sense.
That could be the issue.
That's probably what it is.
It could be the issue.
They give you girls.
Touche. No, but
you got something to learn.
I don't know what the issue was.
So did you ever get it up?
Yeah, I got it up.
Okay,
good. That would have been sad if you didn't.
Semi got it up. I was able to finish. That's all I'm worried about.
God.
Fast forward. That shit happened again, though.
Oh, Lord.
Not to her. It was a different chick, though.
So what's the problem?
I don't know.
So sometimes it's really not.
Nigga needs some
just
eyes,
a female.
Bro.
It's just you. I've had that.
I think it's the female. I think with
like
her.
Like nervous.
I think
scared.
With her, it was... too much built up expectation.
Okay.
And with the other female, she was not say she was mega thick. This chick was mega thick. Like,
you was nervous.
She was like a little bit averse from being like big, but she was like, man.
a fry went from being fat
or
a burger. Like, no, a burger or a fry.
Like some peanuts. No, but
so she was bad.
Like,
okay, got
my
it.
Homeboy, like he loved women like this because she had a fat old ass. You know what I'm saying? Ass so fat, I was like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? And she was real, like she was beautiful, man. She take me to her crib. She start, you know what I'm saying, knocking me back. We call it knocking back. You know what I'm saying, fellatio. Okay. She started knocking me back. I'm like, oh, my shit at a tenchi yon. Man, she go to sit on top of my shit. She turned retarded instantly. I said,
Oh my God.
She hurt my heart though. She looked dead at me. She said, nigga, your dick, bro. I said, oh, fuck no.
Oh my God.
She just said, I got that broke dick.
At least she ain't say slow.
So when she said that, I let her just finish topping me off. And I went to the crib. And I called my homeboy. I'm like, Nick, you won't believe what just happened. He's like, what happened? So I told him the whole breakdown. Now, my homeboy, he know my stilo. Like, he know what type of chicks I normally go for. And he know that this wasn't my normal. So he was like, man, what she look like? So I sent him the picture. And he was like, nigga, I'm gonna tell you what it was. I'm like, nigga, what? He like, nigga. He was just hypnotized off all of that ass, man. He was like, that ain't your style, man. I think he was right. Because the following week, I know it sounded like I'm a hoe. Because I was fucking
You did say the following week, I'm like, yeah.
Because the following week, I got up with this other chick who was more of my stilo. In America, I must say.
Not America. <amazing. laughs>
I was back to my normal self. So the moral of the story is, hey, fuck with what you know, man.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's just too much pressure and too much excitement. Like, I have been told, like, you know, some guys just get too nervous just on the thought of the expectations, like you said before. And so they just thinking too much and they cannot get aroused because they thinking so much. So I've had that. I've had that too. So I mean, this is somebody that was a regular, so it wasn't like the first time. But in the beginning, it was more so just the pressure or the expectations. So that's why I just like to go with the flow. I like to go with the flow and just let things progress naturally. And if it's not natural, baby, then we don't even got to bother.
Yeah, don't force it.
Yeah, I'm not forcing anything.
Okay, okay.
Been there
okay.
And the shit was a bust.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so, but do you allow them to redeem themselves? I have a three-time thing. Like, if I sleep with somebody, I'm going to give them at least three tries before I judge them.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you know, sometimes it could have been off.
Nervous.
Nervousness. And I'm going to finally judge on that third time.
I think that comes
three
with
strikes,
age.
Then you're out. So, give you that first time.
That second and third attempt, it was okay. It comes with age.
Second time. Okay, it was a little bit better. That third time, yeah, that just it's just not it.
I feel like it should be getting better.
Yeah.
It should.
That third time I was sure it wasn't it. That was all you got.
And I have my rule too.
Okay, what's that?
I just give you one time.
One?
Yeah. One time.
So those girls should have just ruled you out, even though you could have came back and performed by the third?
I wasn't gonna miss no. You know what I'm saying? If they would have ruled me out, the next one was going to rule me in. You know what I'm saying?
I got to make my body count. Okay.
Yeah.
So. And I guess that's the difference between men and women. Women are trying to keep their body count down. You know, we get devalued the higher our body count is.
Nah, I don't look at y'all like that.
Hopefully you don't. Don't judge me whenever I'm single. Look here.
Nah.
Yeah, I just stopped giving my number.
Don't ask me
and I ain't going to ask.
Don't ask me because I can pass a lot of tests. I do not know. I'm not keeping him.
See, that right there. See, guys, I mean, we don't judge. I mean, because if I told somebody, like, I didn't know, they'd probably look at me like I was a hoe. And she just said, don't ask her. She don't know.
I swear to you, if I was to pass a lie detector test right now, and they asked me the question, how many people you've slept with? And I say, I don't know. She's no lie detected.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, some guys are like that.
If a female told me, if I asked how many guys she slept with, she said, I don't know.
I said the lie detector test. I didn't say to my man.
Yeah, the door. Have you fucked up? You don't know.
I ain't telling you. This ain't your business. That's my life.
Yeah, I just feel if it's right and tight, you ain't gonna have a reason to ask anyway, because you're gonna be like, damn.
Fucking right in the pussy.
Hey. Hey. At the end of the day.
I haven't had any complaints, baby. It's still right and tight.
Hey.
But realistically, I would, if my man asked me, I would. I was just saying that I could pass a lot of ticket tests by saying I don't know. Not saying that I don't know a guesstimate.
So, God, we know who the loose one is.
No. See, and then y'all also was thinking I was over here eating ass. Some things, I'm guessing, just not coming through clearly. No.
Yeah, it did not.
Hey, God, she the wild.
But she never said that. What she said was, if... She says she's into pleasing her man.
Right.
If that's something that he wanted, then she would entertain pleasing her man.
By doing what?
Whatever it is that's gonna make him happy.
I didn't say that either. You have mentioned I had hopefully he does not want his ass ate, and I'm like, yes, I'm in agreement. Hopefully he does not want that.
But
I'm not
sure if he had pretty feet,
I would entertain sucking his toes. If he sucked my toes.
So what if he was into that?
If he was and he sucked my toes?
And he had pretty feet.
When to my toes.
Eating ass.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I'm not with my favorite person. So I cannot answer that at the moment. I'm not gonna say never.
I ain't eat no ass. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
I mean, I don't think you can ever say.
I'm not gonna say never. I'm gonna say never because my thing is, if you ask me to eat your ass,
hey guys, they lying. But go ahead.
Like, I'm just
so you with your
that's
man
like eating for coochie. Eating coochie and eating ass.
Guys, they lying. But go ahead.
Eating coochie is one thing. Eating ass is a totally different one for me. I just still can't quite if wrap my mind around eating a man ass. I ain't a woman ass, and I'm gonna eat a grown man ass. It's just
get that tongue trapped in that hair.
It ain't. Ugh. I mean, surprise, like I said, I have not gotten there yet. But guys, I know y'all cannot talk to me directly, but would you ask your woman to do it,
or would how you would hope? You?
Yeah.
How would you ask?
Would you ask her?
You ask the woman to eat your ass?
We gotta do it in the room. Go ahead and answer the question.
You eat your ass, or you just hoping for
would you just hope that she do it? Would or you just slide up a little bit? Like, and
let me
how did that go?
Would you have a problem if she said, hell no?
Let me speak for the guys.
Please.
Could you know, like Trick Daddy said, you know, I'm with the Eat a Booty Club. No, but. No, you don't ask no shit like that.
Okay, good.
So you just scoot up a little
bit. That's
why.
That's why I'm saying like. That's why. Okay, let me ask y'all this. Y'all suck balls?
Yeah. I do.
Y'all lick balls or y'all suck the fuck out of balls? Both.
I play with them.
See, right there, y'all probably licked the little ass that y'all don't even
know about. In the
midst
of it,
the sweat juice.
Okay, what about? Okay, hold up.
The ball.
Fresh out the shower. Fresh out the shower.
Has to be.
Okay, what about the gooch?
What?
The gooch.
The area between?
The gooch is the area between the balls and the ass.
My finger, that's all you're going to get.
The finger?
Yeah. Like, you know, if I'm just putting my hand underneath the balls and it just touch right there, that's about all you're going to get from me.
You know. She ate ass, guys.
That is a lie.
She ain't
ass. I'm not lying.
She looking at me right now.
With I'm sucking balls. Playing balls. You might get finger right there a little bit. That's about it.
She looking at me right now with that eye to ass.
I can count on one hand how many times my ass got ate. I'm definitely not eating no ass. If I don't get my ass ate like that, what the hell make you think I'm going to eat ass? Right.
And if you do, it, shut up.
But not happening. Again, at this moment, I'm not with anyone, so I'm not eating ass. However, if I'm with my forever person and we want to get things hot and spicy and we're clean and tidy and just want to try something new to elevate our sex life, I'm not going to say that I won't be open to it.
When you say you're forever person, you mean married? Or what do you mean by forever person?
I am definitely team marriage.
Okay.
I'm team marriage.
So y'all have to be married.
Engaged.
That's not your forever person.
Married. Well, hell, your husband may not be your forever person.
Exactly.
Married, so that's what I'm saying.
Married, it's just somebody that I would definitely have to feel some type of.
You are.
That's why I said it depends on how attracted you are.
You are your forever person.
For it to even be an option.
Well, yeah, me. But I can't eat my own ass. I can't. I can't satisfy myself.
I know
with
a female who can.
Eat her own ass.
Her ass probably never leave the house.
Damn, she must be.
But she don't need a house.
Paraplegic? Hey. Is that what it's called?
Paraplegic. She's trying to say the motherfucker got to be paralyzed.
You mean double jointed?
No.
Flexible.
Wild in the motherfucker, man.
It's something else.
Motherfucker.
They can be flexible.
Excuse her, guys.
They have to be able to bend a certain way to do that.
And her ass never leave the house.
Why can't she leave the house if she don't want
that? She don't need nobody.
Man.
That's what I mean.
She just likes to satisfy herself.
That's what she doing.
It'll be, I guess, to go along with pleasing yourself.
Even if I could, I'm like, would I eat your own ass or eat myself out? Like, would I really please myself like that? A bullet, I could eat myself out. Bitch, I would not. I don't need you.
That's
what I meant by not leaving the house.
Right. No.
You got everything you need right here.
You can't penetrate yourself.
No.
So you have to be a lesbian to fully do that. Yeah. Or, you know, gay.
Yeah, you got to have some type of
penetration. No, I just can't.
To eat yourself.
I can do that. No. bullets is one thing. But that, no. But I'm trying to figure out. Never mind.
Yeah, I would. If I could, I would.
Of course.
Not even, you?
Yeah.
You're not even going to lie.
The fuck?
That's just what we, I don't know.
What's the difference between fingering yourself or playing with a bullet? You still playing with yourself and pleasuring yourself.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, I can't do the finger either. It takes too long, and I just get pissed off.
I cramped up so bad one time. I said, hell no, I forget this shit. I'm supposed to be pleasing myself. I was mad as hell. You know what? I'm going
my
to
start tomorrow. Wondering.
You heard me? I'm going to the store tomorrow. I got to get me a bullet because this ain't it.
Okay, not having the batteries, baby. The batteries start going on. Batteries go. Wait a minute. Let me switch these around.
Wait, let me go get the remote.
I've been there.
It's the remote. It's the remote for me.
It's the remote. So I'm guessing we've all been there.
Definitely.
I hope they do not eat this remote right now. Have you seen the remote? No, I have not.
That is enough of my business right now.
TMI, guys.
That's how you know it's bad.
So, guys,
I'm not stacked up on batteries now. Though,
me
y'all.
Too.
Triple A, double A.
Yes, ma'am.
I
keep
got
those handy.
So,
I got
guys, both. You definitely know if your PlayStation battery is always on low.
We switching them out.
You know where the motherfucking batteries been going.
I told I needed them
like,
more.
Like, I just put some new batteries.
You hear me? I told I needed it more.
Or if you in a room one day in any part of the house and your girl is nowhere to be found and you start seeing little squiggly lines on TV. That's the frequency of our vibrator fucking with the TV signal. So somewhere without you.
Oh Lord.
Getting it in. Shit. That was
funny. Hey. I know, baby. I felt like the bottom of the barrel when I had to take them remote to the man. I'm like, damn, I've come to this.
End of the day. I have to say.
I remember I killed. Have y'all ever killed a bullet?
I think the one that I have currently.
I thought the batteries was out. I went and bought some new batteries and it was still broke. I said, what the hell happened to it? Had to go buy a whole nother one. That's what I knew. It was a mess.
How in the fuck do you kill a bullet?
They not lifelong. We don't have a lifelong warranty.
But mine was done. And I started using my fingers. That's when I really started crapping up.
That's
when I got in the habit of it. But I just got, I was like, you know what, this is just too much work.
You hear me? That's what was going on. I probably need a new one.
You probably need to buy a whole new one.
I'm like, this it's not going as hard as it usually does.
It's going out. It's going
right.
Out
okay, good. Thank you for letting
me
know. Thank you for letting me know. I need a new one.
You need a new one.
The power.
Right. It's not for
me. I'll get you some rechargeable batteries.
Because it's about to piss me off.
Just go ahead and get another one.
Gotcha. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. Because it sucks to be there. That's what I got.
I can never. That's too much.
That's too much
work. I think I've only done that like maybe two or three times, and I'd be so mad that I forgot my bullet at home.
At home, poor thing.
Right.
Gotcha.
I don't ever leave home without it. It has to be in my spend a night bag. I would never go unsatisfied, just so we clear.
So, guys, more of the story. Hey, make sure you count all your motherfucking batteries, man.
And keep batteries handy. Extra batteries.
Hey.
Double A.
Fuck them bullets, man.
You're right. Fuck them. Right.
No. Hey, them bullets ain't us, man. Shit.
Hey, y'all ain't them.
Shit.
They not.
Them bullets can be. Hey, fella. Bullet is just a bullet. One bullet. We fucking machine guns, though. You understand?
They got some. They have mine have two. Mine have seven speeds.
Seven speeds? Yeah.
Seven.
Can't top that.
Yeah,
you
thinking, huh?
Yeah, different levels of vibration.
Yeah, we ain't fucking with the bullets. You got seven.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I can't even get past the second speed, but I do got seven
got
if I want it.
Seven speeds? Shit.
I got seven if I want it.
You got seven. Let me see.
But I prefer the second one.
Let's see.
I got one, two. I got three I might give, but you might You might fuck around with you. I got Parkinson's. This motherfucker ain't shaking right. Why the fuck you shaking like that? Shit. I'm trying to hit your ass with that bullet. Man.
That's that bullet speed right there.
You been bullet on your
that
ass.
That bullet can't do this, bitch.
Fuck you, shit. I'm gonna be a fucking with speed. I ain't used to. Fucked around, got a headache fucking with you. Shook my motherfucking brain loose. For real.
But I don't try to use it often because it can do things that the normal a normal human being can't do. So
yep, cause cancer.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. Don't put that in the atmosphere.
Now these motherfuckers thinking about throwing their bullets away.
Nah, no, I'm not saying it ain't that serious.
Hey, that's what you gotta tell.
I'm just saying, stop speaking negative.
You gotta tell their ass.
You have positive vibes.
You gotta tell their ass the bullet causes cancer, man.
No, we cannot put that in the atmosphere.
Bullets save lives.
It does.
No, the fuck it don't. Every bullet I met, it will always kill people.
Oh. He's from Chicago.
Yeah. You see it? No.
A bullet do
sexual bullet.
That bullshit
it
do in the kill air.
You. It puts you to
it
sleep.
It puts you to sleep.
And knock you out.
Yeah, knock you out
temporarily.
Yeah. I got something to knock you out. It's called cookies.
I like cookies. Quickies?
No, cookies.
Cookies.
Oh, y'all know about cookies, huh? What?
Explain, elaborate. Definition.
No, because y'all go think I'm a violent person.
Are we still talking sexual?
No.
Oh shit.
The guys right now probably laughing like a motherfucker. No, you know what a cookie look like?
A circle.
No. Yeah, with lumps, right?
With lumps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You ever seen a female head after she got hit? Lumps, motherfucker. Fuck you mean. I give you some good ass chocolate chips real quick, motherfucker. Shit.
You
should say,
I
can see
the baby. Yeah. Baby.
Like Martin on that Martin episode. Yeah. He got
beat up when he got the lungs on his head. Cookies.
Is he fighting again? I can't
think of his name.
Tommy
Hearns.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how she gonna be looking. Alright. Alright, so once again, we overstayed our welcome.
Of course.
With this month, was a good time. Podcast.
You're having fun.
But that was part two of the relationship segment of the Beyond the Gloves podcast with your host, Cedric Agnew. Joining me was
the twins, Shantae and Chantel.
Shaquana.
All right, I'm going to get up out of here. You guys take
it's
care.
It's been real.
Like always.
Y'all be safe out there.
Oh, when I came down. Yes, sir.